us pray for illumination into God's word for us. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill us with your presence. Quiet any voice inside of us but your own, that we might hear your word for us today and so be strengthened to live your word for us every day. Amen. This morning's New Testament, this morning's only scripture reading, is from Galatians chapter 6. It is the lectionary passage for the day, and people all across the nation will be hearing these words. So let us listen to Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 through 10. My friends, if anyone is detected in a transgression, you who have received the Spirit should restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. Take care that you yourselves are not tempted. Bear one another burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. For if those who are nothing think they are something, they deceive themselves. All must test their own work. Then that work, rather than their neighbor's work, will become a cause for pride, for all must carry their own loads. Those who are taught the word must share in all good things with their teacher. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for you reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. So then, whenever you have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those of the family of faith. This is the word of the Lord. I'd like to invite all the children up to our pray ground this morning. LeBeau's, if you want to come up, join Leah, that would be great. Anyone who wants to draw during the sermon, what if I come join? No, never mind. Come on up. Well, it's 4th of July weekend, as you all know, and I know everyone has plans, including watching the Cubs play the New York Mets. Okay, but I have a confession to make. I know I'm saying this in Illinois, but when I was a kid, I was a Mets fan. My dad took me to Mets games growing up. But don't worry, I'm now a Cubs fan. I've been cheering them on every game. Fat lot of good that's done recently, huh? Yeah. Well, the week of vacation Bible school was a tough one for the Cubs. And for me, my husband was out of town. He was in Portland, Oregon for our denomination's General Assembly. So I was all alone. So I'd come to VBS every day. I'd sing and dance and act like a crazy old lady, which is nothing new for me, and run around and all that. Then I'd go home. I'd collapse in a recliner, open a bag of cookies, and watch the Cubs lose. All but one game, they lost. The whole week, feet up, crumbs falling down my chin, yelling at the Cubs, "What's the matter with you?" See, I learned something at the Mets game. I may not be a Mets fan, but I can still talk Mets. "What's the matter with you? You losers, you're stupid, stupid, stupid." Now, mind you, I'm yelling at the Cubs for being incompetent when I haven't swung a bat in decades, and I haven't hit a ball with said bat at least several years before that. But does that stop me from complaining and yelling at them? Well, of course not. Hey, they're messing up an excellent opportunity to be the champions. I wonder if Paul wrote the church at Galatia because they were messing up their excellent opportunity to be the church. In our scripture passage from Galatians, Paul was teaching Christians that since we are all in Christ, Christ died for all of us, Christ rose for all of us, we have been drawn into him, and we are now Christ's followers, our lives ought to reflect Christ's grace and Christ's love. And how do we do that? Paul says we are to have a spirit of gentleness towards each other and avoid temptation, especially the temptation towards self-justification and arrogance. And for those of you up at the playground, what this means is we aren't to be bullies, right? We just don't want to be bullies. That's that Paul says, don't act like a bully. And to top it all off, we are to share and carry one another's burdens. Whoa, that's easier said than done. And Paul knew that. Paul, like all of us, understands that when others don't do what we want, our natural tendency is to get mad, get even. We are only too eager to let others know that they've messed up. And our opinion of what constitutes messing up is the opinion. I guess too often gentleness and grace give way to arrogance, cruelty, and pigheadedness. You know how I know this? Because I'm guilty of it. And I suspect you have been too. Paul says, as Christians, we have been transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. And because by the power of the Holy Spirit we have been transformed, we transform. We are called to be the transformers. So if we rely on our old human nature, anger, coercion, self-righteousness, the old stuff wins. Well, wins isn't exactly the right word, because when the old stuff wins, we all lose. So what Paul is telling us on this American Independence today is to remember that we are dependent. We are dependent on the grace of Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the power of the Holy Spirit to transform our broken lives and even our broken society. Then, after our dependence on God, we are dependent on each other, not in a weak way, but in a way that strengthens us. I have heard countless times, and I'm sure you have too, I can't even tell you how many times I've heard church folks recount hard times with a sense of grace, a sense of awe, saying, I don't know how I could have done it without the church. Likewise, I can't tell you how often I've heard folks from outside the church recount hard times with bitterness, even a sense of passive fatalism. Well, what do you expect? So along with celebrating our national independence, let us celebrate our Christian dependence. Last week, as a chaplain in the Civil Air Patrol, I participated in a congressional gold medal ceremony. Arthur Liebel joined Civil Air Patrol during World War II, and then went on to serve the country in both Korea and Vietnam, earning several military honors. Mr. Liebel received the Congressional Gold Medal posthumously, his family accepting it on his behalf. Now, the presenter of the medal itself was our congressional representative, Bob Dold. Well, after the ceremony, some of the family, Bob Dold and I, were talking, and Mr. Liebel's 18-year-old granddaughter said to our congressman, "My friends and I are excited to finally be able to vote. We've been waiting for this opportunity. But we're really disappointed. We're angry. This whole presidential election is a farce. What do you say to people like me, to voters my age?" Well, I won't go into the details and the politics of the conversation. It was actually very interesting and very candid, though I did say to her, of course, I was in uniform, so I get to say these things, "Your grandfather, as well as countless others, served and sacrificed for your right to vote. Therefore, you vote. No excuses." And Bob Dold agreed. And then he added, "You can be sure the world is watching us." Well, isn't it interesting that an 18-year-old asked her nationally elected representative advice in an election which she called a farce? Those were her words. And no one was shocked. No one was offended. No one said, "Oh, She's just young. No one said that. And let me be clear, she was very earnest. She wasn't at all disrespectful. But it's easy to be disrespectful in a climate that seems to breed disrespect, isn't it? In fact, sometimes disrespect would be a step up from where some of these things have gone. It's easy to say or to blog or to tweet or to post arrogant, cruel, pig-headed things about politicians, their party members, and the media, isn't it? You know, what's the matter with you? You losers, you stupid, stupid, stupid. Eh, that's so easy. Because we as Americans have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, we may think that our spiteful words and actions are justifiable. But biblically, they aren't. No excuses. Theologian Henry Nouwen said, if in order to defeat the beast, we become the beast, then the beast has won. If we don't act like people transformed by grace, then who will transform our society? The bullies? The braggarts? The beasts? You can be sure the world is watching us. Well, okay, I know you're eager to go home and watch the Cubs. Let's hopefully say beat the Mets today. I know, we're hopeful. I'm hopeful too. I'm going to go home, I'm going to put my feet up, stuff some junk food in my mouth, and if the Cubs once again start stinking up the field, you know what I ought to do? You know what I ought to do? Well, I ought to thank God that I live in a place where I can worship freely, where I can read the Bible and live the words of Jesus Christ and buy a new car and watch baseball. How great is that? Mostly, I'll thank God for the grace and the transforming power in my life and the life of Wildwood Presbyterian Church, and continually pray that our nation experiences the transformation that by the power of the Holy Spirit we can help bring about. Happy Independence Day. No, wait! Happy Dependence Day. Amen.